Welcome to the Well One Connection, a podcast from Huron Regional Medical Center. The right care is right here.
I would like to welcome to the show today, Destiny Finn. Destiny, you are our Director of Quality and Risk Management here at the hospital.
Yeah.
Okay, you are also an RN and carry some other letters behind your name. Can you tell us a little bit about what you are certified in as far as quality and just a little bit about you and what you do here?
Again, my name is Destiny, and I've been a nurse for 22 years. I am a registered nurse. I got my first RN degree here at Huron University, incidentally, back in the early 2000s, my associate's degree, and then I got my bachelor's degree from SDSU. And then I also have my CPHQ, which is certification in certified professional in healthcare quality. And that is a rigorous test that took many hours of study to make sure that I was qualified and knew the ins and outs of healthcare quality.
Healthcare quality covers a lot, right? I mean, that embraces a lot of healthcare, but it also, something under your purview here at the hospital is an infection control.
Yes.
We have an infection control nurse specialist here, but you oversee that in a very difficult time that we've had for the last 3 years during the COVID-19 pandemic. We recently got word from our federal government that the PHE was going to discontinue. That happened just a few days ago on May 11th. What does that mean for HRMC? Obviously, we've been in this. We've been having those processes to keep people safe. The spread has definitely decreased, but what does the ending of the PHE mean for HRMC? What processes will change here?
So we at HRMC are so excited that the federal government decided to end the public health emergency. It's done a couple of things for us. It's allowed us to get rid of, to no longer have to lean on following the COVID vaccination mandate was for healthcare employees and healthcare workers, which was really, it's a big deal. And in this time of having a shortage of healthcare workers, being able to bring in those staff people who maybe couldn't get the vaccine or had other religious reasons to not want to get that vaccine, they feel like they can come and not have to hide it or feel like they, you know, are wearing a mask and other people aren't. So that's one exciting thing. Another exciting part is right along with that ending of the public health emergency is, as Maddie stated, our spread levels have been low, and we really have not had a high population of COVID hospitalizations, so it's really helped. We've been masking when we do patient care, patient facing, and so those two things, the low incidence of COVID in the hospital and the ending of the public health emergency, have allowed us to go away from masking, which everybody's so excited to see smiles and be able to communicate with our patients better. It's really meaningful and people are really excited.
Yeah, absolutely. So if I'm a patient in a room and maybe I'm hard of hearing and I have machines going anyway, and then I'm trying to communicate with my nurse, but I can't see her mouth, that sometimes can make it difficult for patients.
Oh, it makes a huge difference. Yes.
Now just a question. If I'm a patient that would prefer, you know, I've become accustomed to this masking, and I would prefer my clinical staff to be wearing a mask when they're taking care of me. Our patients can ask for that, correct? And we will most definitely oblige.
Absolutely. We pride ourselves on being able to really do whatever our patients need, whatever they're comfortable with. So if patients are more comfortable with our staff wearing masks, then we will make that happen. And we're more than happy to wear those. Our goal is to make patients feel comfortable, well cared for, and that they really are the center of the things we do. And so if that's important to them, it's important to us.
Absolutely. But we're really excited to see people's faces and smiles, right? After many years, it seems like, of not doing that. One other thing that we think that will be welcomed by our patients and visitors are our screening stations that we're using screening stations for COVID at our entrances. Can you explain a little bit how what those questions were, why that will go away?
So our screening kiosks at the entrances really were to people when they came into our hospital would check in and they would ask some questions about exposures to COVID, testing for COVID, if you'd been sick, fever, any of those symptoms for COVID that initially when COVID started, they had a certain set of symptoms that were respiratory type illness symptoms. And so our screening questions asked about those respiratory symptoms really to try to do some source control so that if you were coming in with some of those symptoms, we could say, hey, put a mask on or call this phone number and we'll give you further information and maybe provide a mask and make sure that, you know, we don't have people with respiratory illnesses visiting our immunocompromised patients, that kind of thing. It's been a long time working and being in this COVID, in this public health emergency in the COVID pandemic. It's really exciting to not have to go through, jump through those hoops to come and see your loved ones and have our visitors just have better access.
I think that something that, you know, I think a lot of people have moved on, right, from this because the spread has been low, but with that regulation still standing, this is kind of what marks that change for us here at HRMC, and we just want to share that with our community. You know, it's been a long, I would say, battle, maybe. Mm-hmm. You know, and some of the things, obviously, we do promote vaccination and we promote infection control sourcing and hand washing and all of that. It's been a long process through COVID. We're still taking measures, right? I mean, just because the public health emergency is over doesn't mean that, okay, everything's over and we're gonna go back to normal. We've right. learned a lot, right? And so just walk us through that a little bit. What has changed? What are we doing differently now? What have we learned? And I know we need hours to talk about that, but.
Yeah, it really has, especially when you think of the breadth that we started this really in 2020. And here we sit in 2023 and we're like, oh, we feel like we're at a point where we can get more normalized and get back to normal. A lot of that, we're still, our infection prevention practices have really changed and have really become more focused and more stringent and more rigorous, making sure that our cleaning agents are allowed to work the time they need to work and we're doing the proper cleaning with the proper chemicals, making sure that we're doing really good hand hygiene. That's a major part of this. When COVID came, it was really the CDC and Department of Health have always said it's kind of a three-tiered attack, right? Masking, vaccination, and hand hygiene. While we're not in a real big spread risk right now, so masking has gone away. Vaccination rates, one of the reasons we can get to this point is vaccination rates have been as high as they are. So with the higher vaccination rates, we have a bit of herd immunity happening. And so that third leg of infection prevention, hand hygiene will always be here. That standard of, hey, let's make sure our hand hygiene practices, our gloving practices, our PPE practices are where they need to be, our cleaning practices. That will always continue, and we'll just continue to get better from the lessons we've learned from this pandemic.
I know your team, especially, I mean, everyone in healthcare went, and really the whole world in, mm-hmm. in education and in yeah. hospitality, all of it, everybody went through a definite change. But we really appreciate the work that your team has done to really lead our hospital in guiding us into the right practices here and helping us to understand how to better protect our community. We're really excited to kind of let some of these things down though and yeah. welcome people in with smiling faces. So we appreciate the information that you shared with us today, Destiny, and appreciate all you've done.
Well, thank you, Maddie. This has been wonderful.
Thanks for listening to the Well One Connection. This podcast is informational only and not intended to replace the advice of your healthcare provider. Heron Regional Medical Center, online at heronregional.org.